Some South Tyler residents are frustrated after a water outage went on for over 48 hours with no clear communication from their water providers. The outage affected Southern Utilities customers near Bedingfield Avenue, many of them taking to calling the company to ask when their water would be restored. This is what that call sounded like.
Thank you for calling Southern Utilities Company. Our offices are currently closed. Please call during normal business hours between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Now, since the outage happened over the weekend, there was nobody in the office to tell residents what was going on and maybe provide a timeline for when their water would be back on. So many of those residents started a group chat so residents could communicate between each other what was going on with the lack of Southern Utilities communication. But for resident Diane Blazer, once her water finally turned back on, she noticed it was still brown and murky. So she told me above all else, she's just looking for a little more communication between residents and their water providers when outages like these occur.
This is just really poor customer service. I mean, I'm not the queen of Bedingfield Avenue, you know, like I know things happen, water mains break, pipes break, but just let us know.
She also told me that with modern technology, this lack of communication is, quote, unacceptable. And she's asking for more transparency with Southern Utilities.
Little house on the prairie to not have any information with this day and age of communication, you know, it's really upsetting.
By Monday of that week, water had been completely restored, and Southern Utilities President Michael Farrell told me a 3-inch pipeline leak had occurred on Saturday along Dixie Road near County Road 1143. But that water shortage should have been restored within 3 to 4 hours after they flushed the pipes, he said. Still, residents said they faced water issues for up to 48 hours that weekend. Reporting for the Patriot Island, I'm Jude Ratcliffe.